Last week, the Chicago Sun-Times editorial page did something seldom seen, at least in the past 50 years. It registered a scathing opinion, not just with a carefully worded argument, but with calls for a reader boycott of a corporation. The company is British Petroleum, and the boycott is in response to a recent permit granted to a BP oil refinery on the Indiana side of Lake Michigan that will allow for increased industrial waste discharges into the lake. The editorial page of the Sun-Times has historically leaned conservative, but with new management and a new editorial page editor has come a new populist political stance. Cheryl Reed is that editorial page editor, and she joins us now. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Wow. Call for a boycott. That's a pretty bold move. Do you know, by any chance, when the last time the Sun-Times incited the public in this way?
Well, certainly not in this way, but I'm sure that we have incited them in many other ways. No one here seems to recall the last time that we called for a boycott of a corporation.
Now, far be it from me to be an apologist for BP, but there's no accusation that they did anything illegal or untoward here. Why call for this particular kind of action?
Well, our legislators in Illinois and the newspaper and our residents in Chicago were very concerned when we learned that this was basically a done deal. And at that point, we were learning that BP was being allowed to dump 54% more ammonia and 35% more tiny sludge. Now, when you can actually see the intake boat out in Lake Michigan taking in your drinking water, you understand why people in Chicago are very upset that a company that made $22.3 billion last year can't seem to find a quarter of an acre in order to put a plant that would process the ammonia so they wouldn't have to dump that into our lake.
Yeah, just to clarify, BP is situated on a 1,700-acre parcel in northern Indiana where the refinery is. Still in all, you know, one of the papers in Chicago, actually I think it was your competitor, the Tribune, did point out that while there would be a substantial increase in the dumping of ammonia, it's quite the drop in the bucket compared to just what rainfall delivers into Lake Michigan because of air pollution.
Well, we can't really control what is being dropped into the lake because of air. What we can control is a company who is on the banks of Lake Michigan and is making a decision to dump more pollution purposefully into the lake.
But once again, if BP behaved legally, shouldn't the target here be the government of Indiana and the governor, Mitch Daniels, who supported this licensing on the grounds of 80 new permanent jobs and 2,000 temporary jobs during the expansion of the refinery? If there are culprits here, isn't it them?
There are culprits here, and Chicago sent a contingent down to Indianapolis today to testify at a hearing in front of the Indiana EPA, and they were denied the ability to testify. So, I mean, obviously, Indiana and the governor of Indiana doesn't want to listen to people from Illinois complaining that we think BP, the green company that is trying to tout its image as, you know, environmentally friendly, that this company should spend a little more money and try to process their pollution.
In these past 7 weeks, as you've tried to help lift this newspaper from the ashes of the Conrad Black scandal, is BP a victim of you just, you know, looking around for a hot issue that you can use to announce yourself?
No, I think that we're very passionate and we've been given license to be passionate. And that's what our new editorial direction is about. It's about trying to engage readers and tap into what our readers are thinking. And that's why we were outraged when we read the stories. I don't think that's trying to appeal to subscribers or try to win over people in the wake of Conrad Black. I really don't.
Companies behave abominably all the time, because after all, the free market is free of many things, including conscience, and some far more abominably than this. Will you be calling for, do you suppose, for further boycotts when companies, let's say those outside of Chicago, get caught doing something egregious?
Yes, I think when it's warranted, when we have evidence that these companies we find are dumping into the lake or doing something that we consider egregious, yes, we will take them on.
Well, Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Cheryl Reed is the editorial page editor of the Chicago Sun-Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.